Injuries. Michael Vick has what looks like to be a concussion. And then Jason Avant has a hamstring strain. The obvious is too many big plays in a very short period of time there. We went from the lead to being behind by a couple touchdowns. So between the special teams and the big plays, a couple big plays on defense, we've got to do a better job there and figure this out. But, you know, the guys battled. They just you can't give up things to a good football team. Time's yours.
Andy, what'd you think
of that? Listen, for not having practiced and at all with the first group there, I thought he came in and did some good things. There's some plays he liked that back, but he kept battling and, he kept his eyes down the field. There were some positives there. We just can't have the turnovers.
Is Nick quarterback?
Oh, we'll see how all that goes. I got to see how Michael is. I mean, first year, so.
You said it looks like he has a concussion, or does?
Well, that's why he didn't come back in. He has a concussion. But how, the severity of it, we've got to see.
Was it the play? Was it the last play that he got hurt on, or was it the play before where he kind of looked like he got hit?
I think it was the play that he came out on.
Awesome. Michael Vick is healthy, cleared to play. I know you sort of.
Listen, I'm not going to get.
He's still your quarterback.
He's a quarterback, yeah, but he's hurt right now, so I've got to just see how he's doing. I mean, let's take a little consideration in Michael here.
Andy, what happened on the punt return for a touchdown?
Yeah, we got walled on the opposite side. Our contain blocker got pinned, and we lost leverage. So we opened up the sideline seam there.
Andy, Bell and Dunlap seem to have some problems today. Can you just assess the performance of your two tackles?
There were some penalties there that they had. There were a couple rushes that got past them. But, they did some good things in there. There were some things, again, that you can't do. So the penalties obviously hurt us.
Do you believe this is a 3-6 football team?
Right now we are what we are, so we've got to change that around, and I believe we have the players to do that, and so we've got to get that taken care of.
Andy, how disappointing was it how the special teams break down and how the special teams performed over the course of the season?
Well, I'll tell you, that play was, I think it was disappointing to everybody. So, I mean, you have a touchdown against you, then you're disappointed in that. So, but that's coming off a week where they did pretty good last week, and we got caught on that one.
Did you think in the fourth quarter at any point of putting Deshaun back to take the punts?
I had him take the last one. I mean, not that they were going to kick it to him, so, but no, I didn't.
What was Nick's overall demeanor like? You know, to get thrown into that spot those times, what was he like? Was he calm, excited?
Listen, I thought he handled himself well. He saw things. He made some great checks in there. For a guy that hasn't taken the reps with the first group, I thought he did some nice things as far as managing the game. It looked like he went to the right place with the ball when he had pressure. So there were some positives there.
I feel like the team responded first initially when Bolts came in. The defense looked like it was getting pressure immediately.
Yeah, no, listen, I thought they responded fine with him in there. I thought the guys were all in with him.
Given the hits he's taken, was it inevitable Michael was going to get hurt?
Well, listen, none of us are into. Nobody can predict the future. So, I was hoping he'd make it through without having a concussion here. So, that's where we sit right now with him. And the kid's a warrior. He's tough, competitive, and the whole works.
Andy, how much different was your play calling with Nick at QB rather than Nick?
Well, not really different, no. Use the same plays.
Andy, considering your record right now, is this still hopeful this team should be a playoff team and whatnot?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you don't know in this league, so you keep battling. That's what you do.
Is it a struggle or a task for you in the next several games at 3-6? And in light of your situation, is it to keep the team focused and wanting to still play at a high level?
Yeah, you don't worry about the things you can't control. So you worry about the things you can, and that's become a better football team. and eliminating the mistakes that we're making and getting ourselves on track to win football games. So, you know, we start with Washington, preparing for Washington this next week and get ready to play them, play our best game.
Do you see any advancement in regard to that, in terms of getting better or improving?
Well, listen, today we had, you know, the obvious, we made too many mistakes. So they were different than the week before, but we made too many. And so you go back to the drawing board and you get it right. I mean, that's what you do. And you work hard and do the right things to correct the problems.
Is this just a bad team?
No, that's not what I take full responsibility for our play, and so I'm going to do a better job. They're going to do a better job. We'll get it right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Trot, in that exchange there with the media, Andy Reid not committing to Nick Foles, and I guess I understand it because mathematically the Eagles are still alive at 3-6. But in your mind, Nick Foles a better option?